Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, released a statement after President Donald Trump's staff released a federal budget proposal for 2018. Faso's statement read, and I quote, "President Trump's 2018 budget plan makes some notable and welcome recommendations, such as balancing the budget in 10 years and boosting our national defense readiness. Deep cuts to domestic programs, however, would threaten upstate New Yorkers at a time when a still struggling regional economy and fragile jobs market have left many families concerned about the future. As a member of the Budget Committee, I intend to thoroughly review the details of this suggested budget plan and offer my support for policies and programs that thoughtfully reform federal spending and protect programs critical to our communities." End quote. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, has added an amendment to the Coast Guard Authorization Act of 2017, which would stop any new barge anchorage sites to be established on the Hudson River between Yonkers and Kingston for at least a year. With Coast Guard funding set to expire, the bill is likely to pass with the amendment. Currently, the Coast Guard has a proposal to create 10 anchorage spots for large barges on that portion of the Hudson River. The proposal has seen widespread bipartisan dissent locally. Faso was quoted in the press, and I quote, "The Hudson River, like any finite resource, can only thrive when it is shared responsibly and all voices are heard. Since news of the Coast Guard proposal emerged, I have urged the agency to work with our communities and listen to their concerns. I saw the opportunity with a must-pass piece of legislation affecting the Coast Guard to add a provision which would halt the anchorage process and get this provision enacted into law." End quote. James Nanny at The Fray reports that Ulster County Executive Mike Hine will decide if he's running for Congress by the end of July. Hine from the town of Hurley is a Democrat in his third term as Ulster County Executive. In 2016, several local Democrats urged him to run against John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, but he decided to keep his current job. Six other Democrats have said they're running for the 19th district seat. The district includes all or part of 11 counties, including all of Greene and Columbia counties. So far, 28-year-old Gareth Rhodes of Cahokeson, 40-year-old Antonio Delgado of Rhinebeck, 26-year-old Stephen Bryce of Walden, 47-year-old Brian Flynn of Hunter, 52-year-old Sue Sullivan of Plattsville, and 40-year-old Jeffrey Beal of Woodstock have announced their intentions to run. Flynn and Delgado have raised significant funds, according to federal election records. And Faso has also filed to run again in 2018. You can read that full story at The Fray. New York Magazine reports that the Congressional Budget Office reported on May 24th that 23 million Americans would lose health insurance coverage under the latest Republican health care plan over the next 10 years as compared to current law. At Capital Confidential, Matthew Hamilton reports that a new poll shows that the GOP plan is very unpopular in New York. Only 10% of statewide voters want the Senate to pass the American Health Care Act in its current House form, according to the Siena College poll. The CBO report also estimated that if states seek waivers to strip the current health care plan's essential health benefits, that will ramp up costs dramatically.
Richard Moody in the Daily Mail reports that when John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, voted for the recent version of the Republican health care plan, he didn't wait for the Congressional Budget Office to release a report on the proposal. Now the CBO says 23 million Americans will lose health insurance under the plan, and many more could have much higher costs if any states opt out of certain provisions. Faso said, quote, "I do not agree with the CBO's analysis as to losses of insurance coverage and specifically do not agree with their belief that some states will seek the waiver option permitted under the legislation. I intend to fully review the contents of the report, just as I reviewed the initial analysis of the underlying elements of the American Health Care Act prior to its passage," end quote. Under the plan, states are allowed waivers for required minimum standards of coverage, and insurers are allowed to set premiums on the basis of an individual's health if that person had a lapse in coverage. The CBO report says, quote, people who are less healthy, including those with pre-existing or newly acquired medical conditions, would ultimately be unable to purchase comprehensive non-group health insurance at premiums comparable to those under current law, end quote. But Faso then says the report that is about one thing, the new proposal, should have been about something else, the current Affordable Care Act law. On Thursday, Faso said, quote, the CBO also ignores the fact that the ACA exchanges are unraveling in many parts of the nation. The key, in my mind, is to lower premiums and deductibles while maintaining protections for those with pre-existing conditions. I expect the Senate to improve on the House-passed bill on both counts, and I look forward to continuing to work to improve the health insurance system for all Americans, end quote. Protesters turned out in the rain on May 25th at Faso's Kinderhook office after the CBO report was released. Read the full story in the Daily Mail.
On May 25th, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for the Reducing Regulatory Burdens Act of 2017, which changes the Clean Water Act to allow companies an easier time discharging pesticides in waterways. The bill passed 265 to 165, with only one Republican voting against and 25 Democrats on board. This bill amends the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act and the Federal Water Pollution Control Act, also known as the Clean Water Act, to prohibit the Environmental Protection Agency or any state from requiring a permit for discharge of a pesticide into navigable waters if the discharge is approved under FIFRA.